Hello, everyone. This is Jeff Bishop again here on Main Menu. And now that we've heard our interview with Eric Damery from Freedom Scientific, I thought I'd take you in and show you some of the new features of JAWS for Windows version 8.0. And we'll also talk to you briefly about Internet Explorer version 7.0. Microsoft has announced on their IE blog, the Internet Explorer blog, that Internet Explorer version 7.0 will be released during the month of October in 2006. Keep this in mind. Keep your eye out on the technology news websites, and I'm sure you'll be able to locate the final release very, very soon. Before we start getting into a lot of the new features, I did want to show you this change that was mentioned during the interview with Eric on changing the voice parameters in the voice options dialog. Let's open up the JAWS menu by pressing Insert J.
JAWS context menu, options submenu. Enter, basics, dot, 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 voices submenu.
And we'll go into voices and global options.
Enter, global adjustment, dot, 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 enter, leaving menus, global voice settings dialog, default radio button checked.
There we are, and now, let's tab.
Rate colon 96, left, right slider, 50%.
In the past, you would press page down to increase the rate of your speech.
40%.
Now,
30%, 20%,
look what 10%. Happens to it. It goes slower. So just keep this in mind, it's pretty much reversed. Page up, we'll bring the rate back up.
40%, 50%.
Now the up arrow key,
50%, 49%,
will lower it.
50%, 51%.
Down arrow will bring it up.
50%.
Right arrow will raise the rate.
51%.
And left arrow will 50% decrease it. Just keep this in mind, especially for those of you who are long-time JAWS for Windows users.
Desktop.
This is definitely a change that you'll want to make sure you're used to in the new version of JAWS for Windows, version 8. One of the new features in JAWS for Windows version 8.0 is the new Say All feature with SAPI 5 voices. This requires you to go in and make a few configuration changes before you can actually get them to work. So let's make that happen now. I'm going to press Insert 6 to open up the Configuration Manager, or you can access it
Windows
from
desktop.
Insert F2, the Utility Manager. I'm in here now, and I'll press Control-Shift-D to make sure that the default is loaded
default.jcf-jaws configuration manager.
For the Configuration Manager. And now I'm going to open up the Settings menu and go to the Say All options by pressing Alt-S and the letter Y.
Alt-S menu, Set Options menu, User Options, dot, 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 Y, leaving menus, default.jcf-jaws configuration manager, Say All options dialog, SAPI 5 rate amount, colon 0, use SAPI 5 during Say All checkbox not checked.
Use SAPI for Say All. And currently, the checkbox is not checked. So, if you want to utilize this feature, and you've installed any SAPI 5 synthesizers, or if you've installed the included RealSpeak synthesizers that you'll get on the separate CD that will ship with the product, then simply check this box.
Space checked.
And once you check the box, then a number of controls will become available. The first being the one where you can actually select the voice that you would like to use during Say All. Let's press Tab. And the voice is loading, keeping in mind that
SAPI 5 Say All voice colon combo box.
There we are. And who is this? Which voice is this? Let's do a read line.
Scansoft Tom underline full underline 22 KHC 1 of 21.
Okay, so that's the Tom voice. And I have a number of other SAPI 5 synthesizers loaded on this machine, but we're going to try to skip to strictly the RealSpeak voices themselves. I'm going to press the letter S.
S. Sample TTS voice.
And of course we end up on the sample TTS voice that ships as part of Windows. And we'll press down arrow. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time for these voices to load into memory. And it's just something.
Scansoft Daniel underline full underline 22 kHz.
Okay, here's Daniel, and you'll probably recognize him. He's actually the person who introduced us to Main Menu this week. Thank you, Daniel, very much. And let's press down arrow again.
Scansoft Emily underline full underline 22 kHz.
There's Emily.
Scansoft Jill underline full underline 22 kHz.
Here is Jill.
Scansoft Karen underline full underline 22 kHz.
There's Karen.
Scansoft Lee underline full underline 22 kHz.
There's Lee.
Scansoft Samantha underline full underline 22 kHz.
And there's Samantha. The voice that I'd like to show you now is Tom doing a say all. So let's hit the home key and get Tom reloaded here.
Home.
Scansoft Tom underline full underline 22 kHz.
There's Tom. And let's press the tab key.
Tab. Sappy 5 rate amount colon 10 left right slider 50%.
And the rate is 50%, just where we want it.
Tab. Sappy 5 say all punctuation colon combo box. Most. Sappy 5 say all punctuation colon combo box. Most.
There we are, on punctuation. And now watch what happens when I press the tab key. You'll notice a little slight
radio button checked.
Pause, and then eloquence will come back. And what's happening there is that the sappy voice is being unloaded, and then we're getting back to eloquence, and eloquence will be used to the remaining of the dialogue.
Tab, save blank lines, tab, indicate, tab, enable shift key, tab, OK button.
I'm going space. To go ahead and close this, and then close
control
the configuration manager after I do a control S to save the configuration. And now,
alt F4
here.
JAWS context menu, options sub menu.
I am now going to open up the help menu.
Exit, about help sub menu. Enter, three, keyboard commands, what apostrophe is new.
And I'm going to go to what's new. I want to open up the what's new topic so that we can actually use it for the
sale. Topic, what apostrophe is new, JAWS question. Topic, what apostrophe is new, JAWS F6.
I'm pressing F6, moving to the top of the page, and pressing the tab key.
And what apostrophe is new in JAWS 8.0? Visited link.
There we are. We're on the what's new in JAWS 8.0, and I'll click that link.
Left click.
I move back to the top of the window, and I will invoke the normal JAWS for Windows say all command, which is insert down arrow.
What's new in JAWS 8.0? Heading level 1. What's new in JAWS 8.0? JAWS release 8.0 offers several new features and improvements. Read the entire What's New or use the following list of links to jump directly to a specific item. This page link skip past table of contents.
There you are. Now when I press the control key, eloquence comes back immediately. Now the other new feature here is what's called the alternate say all, and its purpose is to allow you to use eloquence or a non-Sappy 5 voice, if you do not have the voice selected for your say-all. So the way that that's invoked is by simply holding down the Alt key and then invoking the normal say-all command, insert down arrow. So again, let's briefly review exactly what's required here. In getting this to function. The first thing you need to do is go into the Configuration Manager. Make sure that you're utilizing the default configuration file, default.jcf, and then you need to go into the Say All options, which is the letter Y off of the settings menu. That's its hotkey. And check the box, select your Sappy 5 synthesizer, select its rate and punctuation level, and simply close and save the configuration file. That's all you need to do. Then use normal insert down arrow or Alt insert down arrow, depending on what purpose of say all you would like. That's all there is to it in getting that functionality to work. The next thing that we wanted to show you is some of the new functionality contained in Internet Explorer version 7.0. You can use JAWS for Windows 8.0, or you can even use WindowEyes version 5.5 with Internet Explorer version 7, which again is coming out this month during the month of October in 2006. I already have an Internet Explorer window open with a number of tabs in it. I'm going to Alt-Tab into Internet Explorer.
Alt-Tab, Freedom Scientific, Low Vision, Comet, Blindness and Learning Disability, Adaptive Vans, Freedom Scientific.
I'm now here on the Freedom Scientific homepage, and I have a number of tabs opened. And if I press Control-Tab,
The Desert Skies, Blank.
Now I'm on my blog, The Desert Skies.
BBC News Vertical Bar News Front Page, Latest.
And now I'm on the BBC News homepage. And if I press Control-Tab again,
Freedom Scientific Low Vision Comet.
I'm back to the Freedom Scientific website.
Control Shift Q, context menu, freedom scientific dash low vision comma, blindness and learning disability adaptive and assistive software and hardware technology checked.
Now, I've pressed Control Shift Q. This is a new feature in Internet Explorer 7. It opens up a context menu. Again, this is not a JAWS key. It's an Internet Explorer 7 feature. Control Shift Q brings up a context menu with the list of tabs that are currently available on your browser. Let me move down.
The desert skies.
The desert skies.
BBC News vertical bar news front page.
And BBC News.
Freedom scientific dash low vision comma, blindness and learning disability adaptive and assistive software and hardware technology checked.
And you can see here that the one that currently has focus shows a check mark on it.
Enter.
I'm going to press enter on that. I'm going to do a control tab here.
The desert skies. The desert skies. Blank.
And I'm on the desert skies homepage, which is my blog. And I'm going to move to the top of the page. And as you can see here, Say All continues to function well.
The Desert Skies. Welcome to the Desert Skies. Link signed in vertical bar. Link join vertical bar. Link help.
There we are.
Link signed in vertical bar.
And I'm on the sign-in link here, and Eloquence comes back immediately. One of the features that I wanted to show you was the ability for Internet Explorer to automatically show you RSS feeds that are currently available on a website if they're here. I currently have sounds turned off, but if they were enabled, you would hear a little sound, and that would tell you that it actually located an RSS feed on the page. If you hear a sound, you can press Alt-J.
Alt-J, context menu, the desert sky left Farron, RSS 2.0 right Farron.
And you'll see here that it shows me the link in a context menu of an RSS feed for my website. I can simply press enter on that, and it would take me to the content of that RSS feed. I'm going to do a control tab again, and we're going to go to the BBC homepage.
BBC News vertical bar news front page, latest poll in your Android.
Now, I'm going to do an insert F9, which brings up the frame list.
Frames list dialog, list box, front underline page slash ticker.
I'm going to go ahead and press enter here. This is what I want. This is the ticker, and we'll
enter.
Move there.
Front underline page slash ticker.
Now, if you were to go to this website in earlier versions of JAWS for Windows, version 7.1 or 7.0, you would notice that the page, the buffer, would actually refresh or keep refreshing because the content in this frame would continue to change. That's no longer the case with JAWS for Windows version 8. Let's move down a line.
Link latest poll in France to ban smoking in public places from February 2007, P-.
Let's do a read line.
Link latest poll in Iran refuses to suspend nuclear project after UN countries underline.
Okay, and as you can see, this is changing.
Link latest poll in Iran refuses to suspend nuclear project after UN countries agree to debate sanctions, period. Link latest poll in Iraqi parliament lifts empty apostrophe SM underline. Link latest poll in Iraqi parliament lifts empty apostrophe SM immunity so he can be prosecuted on corruption charges, period. Link latest poll in the underline.
Now, it takes a little bit of time because it appears as though this is actually scrolling into the frame.
Link latest poll in BP poll to testify over the firm apostrophe S Texas refinery explosion in 2005 which killed 15, period.
So, this is kind of neat. You can actually now monitor, especially if you have a braille display, you can actually monitor the content of this ticker tape as it scrolls into the window. The other thing that I wanted to show you about Internet Explorer version 7 was the changes to the address bar. Let's do an Alt-D.
Alt-D, address edit combo, http://news.bbc.co.uk/.
And we're now in the address bar, and as you can hear the address of the page. I'm going to press Tab.
Tab, refresh left Farron, F5 right Farron button.
In the past, you will probably remember that you would be taken directly to the content of the page. This is no longer the case. We're now on a refresh button, which you normally could hit F5 or Control F5 to refresh the page. It was an icon up on the toolbar and something that really wasn't tabbable. Well, it is now. If I hit Tab again,
Tab, search Google edit.
Now we're in a search box where I can type in a search term. And I can tab.
Tab, search left there and alt plus enter the search in the new tab right there button.
And I can either press alt enter from the search box or tab and click this button. And the search will open up into a new tab.
Tab, favorites center left there and alt plus see right there and new favorites comma, feed comma, and history button.
Here is where you can get access to the favorite center. You can also view your history as well as RSS feeds.
Tab, BBC News vertical bar news front page tab.
Now we're on the tab control for the browser, and if I move to the left,
the Desert Skies tab.
Now we're on the Desert Skies tab.
Freedom Scientific dash low vision comma, blindness and learning disability adaptive and assistive software and hardware technology tab.
And now we're on the Freedom Scientific tab. And I can simply press enter on one of these.
Enter. Freedom Scientific
and
dash low
it will take me to the page.
Virtual PC. Freedom Scientific Low Vision Comma Blindness and Learning Disability Adaptive and Assistive Software and Hardware Technology.
In JAWS for Windows version 8.0, there's a new feature which allows you to turn off your custom labels on web pages that you may have configured. You're asking, well, why would I want to do that necessarily? Well, it could be that you want to go back and look at what the page looked like prior to you adding the labels. Maybe they've fixed it, or maybe you're doing some testing, maybe you're doing some web development. There may be all kinds of reasons why that might be necessary. You might be working with someone at a help desk situation, and they would like you to do some testing and actually see the website as it would normally be seen without any custom labels. This is done by opening up the verbosity dialog while you're on a web page by holding down the insert key and pressing the letter V, as in Victor.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog, list box, navigation, quick keys, dash on.
And you can jump to it by pressing the letter C, as in Charlie.
C, custom page summary, dash off. C, custom labels, dash on.
Custom labels, and you can have that on.
Space, custom labels, dash off.
Or off.
Space, custom labels, dash on.
And it toggles between the two. That's pretty much all of the options that I wanted to show you in Internet Explorer version 7. The next thing that I wanted to show you is the skim reading feature that has been added to JAWS for Windows version 8. And I want to do that by moving us to my blog. Let's do that now.
The Desert Skies, the Desert Skies. Sign
I'm here now, and I'm going to invoke the Utility Manager.
Run JAWS Manager.s, Script Manager. S, Settings Packager. S, Skim Reading Tool.
And I'm going to go to the Skim Reading Tool.
Enter.
And I'm going skim to open that up.
Bold star slash star 202.
And I've already configured it with a rule for what I want here, but let's tab.
Tab, text color, colon, combo box, start. Tab, background color, colon, combo box, start. Back tab, bold checkbox checked.
And I want to look for bold text. This is already checked, so we can just continue to tab.
Tab, italic checkbox not checked. Tab, underline checkbox not checked. Tab, strikeout checkbox not checked. Strikeout checkbox not checked.
As you can see, we can look for all these different types of characteristics of the characters that are appearing on the screen.
Tab, double strikeout checkbox not checked. Tab, superscript checkbox. Tab, subscript checkbox. Tab, shadow checkbox not checked. Tab, outline checkbox not checked. Tab, delete rule button. Tab, delete all rules button. Tab, speak in the colon combo box. Lines containing text rule. Tab, skim reading indication checkbox checked. Tab, start skim reading button.
And now I'm going to start the skim read. And what you'll be able to hear now is that it will read the lines that are currently bolded on my website.
Space. Visited heading level 1 link the desert skies heading level 3 is log heading level 3 syndication. Heading level 3 search heading level 3 tags link accessibility. Link Ajax link login link capture. Link entertainment link freedom scientific link Google link GW micro link Microsoft link music link newsgator link opinion link personal link podcast link podcasting link Skype link technology link web 2.0. Heading level 3 navigation heading level 3 archives. Link Saturday comma September 23rd comma 2006 12 colon 21 PM heading level 2 link Apple to trademark podcast question. Left parent or quote out to fight the good fight quote right parent left parent Jason Calacanis slash the Jason Calacanis dot 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 right parent link Apple to trademark podcast question. Left parent or quote out to fight the good fight quote right parent. Link Tuesday comma September 19th comma 2006 3 colon 45 PM heading level 2 link Internet Explorer 7 RC1 causes startup problems. Link Tuesday comma September 19th comma 2006 10 colon 29 AM heading level 2 link listen to everything with C period Crane. Link Sunday comma September 17th comma 2006 12 colon 08 AM heading level 2 link ACP radio apostrophe S main menu program as Jonathan Mosen next week Thursday comma August 24th comma 2006 10 colon Microsoft colon.
So as you can see here, we're moving through the page and it's reading the headings on the site because those headings are bolded. A new feature inside of the skim reading feature. It can be used on websites or in Word documents or wherever you want to utilize that feature. It's here and available to you in JAWS for Windows version 8.0. One of the other new features contained in JAWS for Windows version 8.0 is this new application settings manager. Let's bring that up. It's kind of in an odd place, so let me show you where it is. You do an insert J to open up the JAWS menu.
JAWS context menu, options sub menu.
You go into options.
Enter basics dot dot dot.
And then you down arrow to it.
Voices sub menu. Braille dot dot dot. Manage application settings dot dot dot.
Manage application settings. Let's open that up.
Enter. Leave menus. Manage application settings dialog. List box. Default checked.
And we're now inside of a dialog box here. And we're in a list box. And here are the buttons that are available.
Tab. Enable all button.
Enable all.
Tab. Disable all button.
Disable all.
Tab. Remove selected button.
Remove selected.
Tab. OK button.
OK.
Tab. Cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab. List box. Default checked.
And we're back to the list box. And in here right now, I have the default. And that's it, because this is a pretty brand new installation of JAWS for Windows version 8. But let's say you had Skype scripts in here, and you had SoundForge scripts, and you might have other scripts for other things that you might be using. You could come in here and uncheck the things that you did not want to be utilized. Maybe you want to revert back to the default settings for JAWS right now. So you could simply just uncheck this.
Space, not checked.
We're going to go ahead and check it back, though, because I do want my default settings.
Space, checked.
Or you could go in here.
Tap, enable all button. Tap, disable all button.
You could enable all, disable all of them.
Tap, remove selected button.
You could remove those that are selected if you wish to do so.
Tap, OK button.
And then you can simply just close this dialog box. Again, this will probably be used if you're trying to troubleshoot something, or if you just want to revert back to the default settings, or if you're calling support, they may actually have you go in here and make some changes temporarily. It's sort of similar to Microsoft's MSConfig program for user configurable settings for JAWS. The next new feature of JAWS for Windows 8.0 that I'd like to review with you is the new features contained in the JAWS Find dialog box. I'm going to Alt-Tab.
Alt-Tab, record-sound 4. Alt-Tab, JAWS 8.0 help. JAWS 8.0 help, contents page, preview, topic with apostrophe, yes, new JAWS question.
And I'm now here in the online help window. And I'm going to press F6.
F6, heading level 1 with apostrophe.
And I'm going to jump to the top of the page, and I'm going to invoke the JAWS Find dialog by holding down Insert Control F.
JAWS Find dialog, find what colon edit.
In the past, this dialog was pretty simple. Now there's quite a number of things here that really kind of making it...
Escape, contents, pick. Find what colon edit combo, download.
In the past, this Find dialog was pretty simplistic. However, there's been a lot of enhancements done to this in JAWS for Windows version 8. Most notably is this new checkbox.
Maintain history of recent finds, checkbox checked.
Maintain history of recent finds. So, you could come down here, you could shift tab back,
find what colon edit combo, download.
And arrow down through the things that you chose to find.
Download, security, alarm, 2.
Okay. I was actually looking yesterday at new alarm systems, hoping I could find one that would talk. So that's why we have alarm security. And security in here.
Download.
And also I was looking for a link to download a file. So now you can up and down arrow through this list of items that you were to have typed in before to do a find with, and you can select them and you can press enter. The other options that are available in this dialog are...
Maintain history of forward radio button checked.
You can move forward. This is pretty basic here.
Ignore case, checkbox checked.
Ignore case.
Find button.
And then the find button. So really the main new difference here is the ability of having a history of those items that you searched for in the past. This is similar to Word's Find dialog box, TextPad, another text editor, or any other Find dialog box that may implement this in other applications that you may be used to.
Delete button, delete button.
You can also delete...
Clear find history button.
And clear the history.
Cancel button. Find what colon edit combo, download.
Cancel, and then we're back to the actual combo box where you can scroll through those things that you typed in the past. Nice new features here in the dialog box.